Hello, my name is Isabelle de Borgrave. I live in Brussels, Belgium, and I am an artist. I am completely autodidact, and I go through many, many different ways. I love paper, for sure, since so long time, and now I work on glass and bronze. I organize a huge exhibition around Africa called Africa Inside Me. Inside me, because since a long time, when I pass in front of something in the spirit of Africa, like a museum, like a piece of fabrics, like everything, I stop and I would like to give back what I feel. And that's the purpose of that exhibition. White paper, it's maybe the more often question people ask me, because it's very special. Paper, it's my first toys. And when I was a little girl, I never stopped, because you can catch a piece of paper and do something for your mother, or maybe painting, or maybe cutting, and build something on a box on paper. And that's still in my mind. And later, I began to do dress. I dress for myself. It was on fabrics, unpainted fabrics, and everyone wants to wear my dress. And I do a lot. And finally, I feel something special. I lose my soul, my artist soul, because it was too just sale made. No, I lose my artistic spirit, and I come back with paper. But when you touch fashion, you come back, because it's like a drug. And I do that huge collection of paper dress who is in America. And paper still in my life, my mood, my spirit, very important, because you can do anything, everything on paper. For example, lampshade, dress, object, and especially paper, paper for painting. It's my medium. And now I pass in bronze, but when I build something like a coffee table or maybe a chair, I do in paper. I can try because it's paper, it's very fragile, but after it's become bronze, it's become something important. When you like something, you love something, you never count. Because if you count, if you have an idea about the time, you never do that, because it's crazy. But you are so in a hurry to see the final effect. For example, I have an exhibition at Pittsburgh. It's a retrospective about the paper dress. And the Museum of Pittsburgh has an incredible painting from Rubens, who is the Princess de Condé. Huge, splendid, incredible dress. Very, very elegant, very rich because covered by pearl, gold pearls. And they asked me, can you do that for us? But they ordered me that. And that dress took 1.5 months. Because for a dress like that, they have one person who cut the dress. That we do first in exactly like a haute couture. We make a patron, we make in white after we take off, we put flat. I paint, because I'm the only one who paint the dress, give the color, because color, it's so subtle. Huh? If you have not the good color, forget it. And after, I have many little ants who make the pearl. One dress has 4,000 pearls. Can you figure? They are like that all the day, to make pearl, talking together, have a good time together. I can say my favorite, where I was like a child, it was for the ballet russe. Because ballet russe, it's fun, it's full of color. They are dancing, lighting, they can move. And the color was quite naive, primaire. And the design is very naive also, and come from the folk art of Russia. And when they do that, the start of the last century, they was very poor and they use potatoes bag to paint. That was very rough and gave the deepness of the color. And the effect on the stage was absolutely phenomenal, with very poor stuff. And that teach me a lot of things also about trompe-l'œil, illusion. And when you use poor medium, you can go at the sky. I hope so.